Coming. Hi, how are you? I'm good, thanks. So I've booked the entire hour for you, hour and a half even. So we can talk. Last time you came, you were pretty tense, so you can see I rearranged the whole room so that you can feel more safe and more relaxed so we can talk. So since last time, how do you feel? Pretty much the same. Well, can you elaborate? The same feeling of being rejected. Okay, so why do you think you feel that way? Why do you think that you're being rejected towards women, for instance? Okay, so you think that because of the fact that you're introvert and that you're shy, that when you encounter a woman, you have issues to actually hold a conversation. Am I right? Yeah. How do you perceive yourself? I mean, do you find yourself normal, ugly, hot? Normal, okay. What's your height already? Yeah, that's what it seems. You're pretty tall. Well, actually taller than me. Okay. As a man, I suppose you have urges. You want to touch women, which is completely normal. How do you deal with that? I mean, I won't say the name, but one of my other patients is basically whenever he feels that way, he just calls for prostitute or, yeah, most of the time prostitute. But how do you handle this? So, what's the frequency of you masturbating? I mean, I can understand if you feel uncomfortable talking about this to a woman. So, oh, that much. 2 to 3 times a day. Wow. Sorry, I'm a bit flustered. So, you have a lot of sexual frustration. Okay. I have a question for you. If a woman were to say to you that you're attractive or that you're hot and she would like to, have a one-night stand, for instance, with you, what would be your reaction? I see. So you'd feel like she's playing with you, that she's not truthful. So you wouldn't believe what she says. And what if she gets really close to you, trying to show it that she's interested in you? Interesting. You don't have a girlfriend, I suppose. You don't. Okay. Now, I would like to know more about your expectation. What do you expect coming here? I mean, people have different expectations. For instance, one of the women I treat is expected that I solve all of her issues when, well, I cannot do that, you know. I'm not this, you know, hero or so. So you're expecting to have somebody to listen and to interrupt. Okay. You know, therapy are in general here to provide a safe place for the patient and also to provide, you know, tools and tips to help the patient get better or improve their standard of living or how they feel about themselves. So basically, with you, because you're a very interesting patient, I would like to try something different. Different with you, if that's all right with you. But yeah, I can see that you have a very low self-esteem of yourself. There is two type of people in terms of the low self-esteem. So there is a type who are going to compensate with arrogance and ego, and there is a type which will seclude themselves from other people so that they can protect themselves from, you know, being hurt by a counterparty, you know. And I think you're in the second category, so the type that is not arrogant and the type who prefer to be alone and to yeah, to compensate that by being alone. I suppose you're not looking to be somebody else's. I mean, you don't want to be extrovert to, you know, being an outdoor person when you're indoor and so on. Yes, I'm right. Cool. So my analysis so far is correct. Now that we know that, I would like, you know, I would like you to see me as a new friend that you made. We're friends. And so that, you know, friends know basically about, you know, what a friend is. I won't go into the details, but here, you can ask me question and I'll answer, and I can ask you question and, you know, have a conversation like we're friends. So if you have any question, don't hesitate. No, I don't have a boyfriend nor a husband. No kids either. I mean, I would like someday, but right now, not really the case. What are my hobbies? Well, I love reading. I read a lot. I like hiking as well. Yeah, I like also movies, documentaries as well. Find very fascinating, and sometimes it can be cultivating because, you know, sometimes we don't know stuff. And yeah, what's my type of man? Well, if you really want to know, the type of guy I would date is the type of guy who are like you. I mean, physically speaking, you're really attractive. I'm not saying that so that you can have your self-esteem boosted. I'm just being honest with you. If you weren't my type, I would have told you that. Physically speaking, in terms of the personality, somebody who is chill, you know, who's not looking to have a fight all the time, and also won't cheat on me. And yeah, pretty much it, you know. What's your type of girl? Kind of curious about that. Why are you blushing? You feel honored? Come on. And well, okay, so I'm more your type. Plus you like my French accent. Thank you. You know, I actually don't really like my French accent. I always say that to my friends. I found very boring, not sexy at all. But you know, thank you that you think that, but it's very kind of you. So I have a question for you. Kind of personal, if you feel uncomfortable to tell me, that's all right. When was the last time you had sex with a woman? Okay. And I can see a bulge forming from where I'm standing. And I wonder if it's the fact that I'm a woman or because you're just dressed and maybe something is triggering you. Sorry, I'm just teasing you. There is no bulge. Oh, actually there is. Well, let me get closer to you. So now that we're more like friends, what's your point of view on friends with benefits? You're up for it? Well, you know, that's funny because I've been doing, you know, what I'm doing, being a, you know, who I am for, you know, 10 years. Yeah, almost 10 years. And not once I've seen a patient like you. Once again, it's not to boost your self-esteem or something like that. It's awful how much I want to tease you. And I know it's not professional, you're paying me, you know, you're basically paying this hour. But I can't help, but I want to tease you. And once again, I'm being honest, straightforward with you. So, yeah, that's something. Why are you looking at me like that? Yeah, I'm blushing, obviously. I mean, you're really hot. And you're really my type, so. And you're really close as well, so. Of course, I'm gonna be hot and a little bit sweaty. Finally, I get the smile on your face. You have a beautiful smile. Actually, it makes me wanna kiss it. No, I was talking to myself. But yeah, enough about the romantic, sexual topic. Is there something else you'd like to talk? You're good with the sex talk? What's my favorite position? Mm. That's a tough one. Well, probably missionary. Yeah, missionary. What about you? No, you like it too. And the reason is? I see, because you can kiss your partner and look into their eyes. Yeah, that's really hard when I think about it too. It's just that when it's on missionary, you know, the partner can go deeper. So that's why I like it, if you're wondering. If you want, you can sit by my side. I mean, this sofa is really big, so yeah, there is plenty of space. What? Why are you silent like that? Kind of intriguing. You want to kiss me? Hold on. I thought that you wouldn't believe a woman if she was to come to you and say how attractive you are and how much she wanna have a one night stand. You wouldn't believe you said earlier. Don't you remember? You do, but you don't care. Wow. You're lucky my assistant is not here today. It's just you and I, and I really wouldn't mind, you know, having at least a kiss. And I mean, first of all, I want to be clear that if we, you know, cross this line, you won't have to pay for this session. And that you'll have to go to another therapist if it's all right with you. I mean, I try to be, actually it's the first time I'm gonna do this, so I'm kind of nervous as well. But I want things to stay professional, so if you kiss me, then you're no longer my patient. Understood? Just as I thought, you're very hot. I'm so glad I'm wearing a skirt today. I love the feel of your hand on my thigh. I'm wet. I told you were my type, didn't I? Yeah, because of you, my panties are soaked, so have to take the responsibility and do something about it. Your finger is inside me already? So eager. I like that. So hard already. You want me to touch it more? Hold on. Just sit down. Actually, wanna taste you. And I think you deserve it. For all those times where you were only masturbating
by yourself. So now, let me get between your legs and... Oh, so big. So hard. Let me just... Twitching, that's so cute. Say what? No one ever gave you a blowjob? Okay, well, just, you know, sit back and relax. And enjoy what's coming. Nutritious food. Already some pre-cum, huh? I like hearing you moan. Turns me on so much. Get yourself ready, I'm gonna suck you hard. Let me kiss your lungs too. I want stuff, you can come. Come for me. Come for your ex-therapist. You came so much. I'm drilling out your cum. Thank you for the meal.